Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Once upon a time, she wished to become a sky full of stars. Eventually, stars, constellations, even entire galaxies were formed on her skin. As they multiplied, she became frightened and began to see blemishes instead of stars all over her body. She began to fight and hide all flaws. Until one day, someone whispered in her ear, "When I see you, I feel like I'm immersed in a starry sky." Tears of relief ran down her cheeks. She'd been a starry sky all the time. What are you overseeing that is an essential part of your potential and who you are? We continuously create stories about everything we experience. Most often, we believe there is only one right story, and we forget that we are creators and miss out on the possibility to create a different story that feels way better, one that supports, expands, and fulfills us. The little micro story that I read today, I wrote a while ago for my little daughter, who thinks that brown spots and freckles on my skin are ugly and must be removed. As leaders, fathers, mothers, leaders, uncles, people with a little bit of experience being on this planet, we're role models. And we can either tell ourselves we're not good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, quick enough, not outgoing enough, beautiful enough. Fill in as you like. This will create a tiny horizon for us and those around us. And the impact, it's not only within us. Don't fool yourself thinking that if you are a role model, if you have children, and you're judging yourself all the time, that it's only impacting yourself, because that's a lie. That's not true. What is happening energetically is that your children are feeling the inner judgment that you're doing within yourself. And what it is causing is that they're holding back, they're feeling unsafe, and they're playing small out of fear of being judged, not accepted as they are, because they can feel the judgment that is going on within you. But there is also a different way that we can act. We can choose to tell ourselves that we're beautiful, that we're whole and smart. And by doing so, opening a new possibility of being fully okay the way we are. And guess what happens? When we give ourselves the permission to that we are fully okay the way we are, that's what we are energetically projecting on others. That's what we are actually radiating out. If I'm okay, I'm radiating the message to the people around me, you're okay. Because I created the capacity within me to accept all the flaws that I have within me. And because I have trained that capacity, I'm radiating the message, I can see you and I can hold everything of you. And that gives others the space and permission to fully be, feeling safe and welcomed, regardless of how different they might be. And you know why this is a very close to my heart message? It's because in a world where more and more youngsters are experiencing mental health issues, self-harming themselves, checked out from social life, this is an immense capacity that we as role models need to have. Being less concerned about our flaws, hustling every day to get whatever we want to get, and instead to train that muscle, that capacity of embracing the whole of ourselves, because that's the only way to welcome our new generations into life. It goes absolutely by accepting ourselves fully first. It's not about getting rid of your flaws. It's about embracing them. And the more that you embrace yourself, the more that you embrace your highs and your lows, the more that you will get close to the younger generations, because they will feel free, welcomed, accepted, and loved for all the range that they are. And that's what we need. We need the range. And we need the range of them knowing that they're welcome with all of it. That's what we need. And the greatest step to facilitate that for our youngsters, for our youth, is to start accepting all of you. Embrace yourself. All of it. All of it. That's the biggest thing that you can do. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.